Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Osceola Valley Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, how are you today?
I am fine, and happy Valentine's Day to you and all those bird lover listeners out there.
There you go, and the same to you. Well, a little chilly for today, but you know what? I'm sure there's still some birds out and about today.
They were warming up in the sun high in the trees this morning.
You know what? They're warming up, getting ready for their big weekend this weekend.
Exactly. Those of you who feed or often get out and watch birds are invited to join the 25th annual worldwide Great Backyard Bird Count.
Amazing.
This Friday through Monday, February 18th through the 21st.
This is a cool event because everybody can be a part of this.
Yes, you may count one or all 4 days at your feeders, around your neighborhood, in nearby forests, or even along a river corridor. Sometimes people forget ducks are birds, so don't leave those out.
We have mentioned that in the past. You're right. They don't consider them birds, even though they fly. So now what do people do? They just sit there and they just count the number of birds that come to their feeder or wherever they happen to be?
Right, and you keep track of the different species and how many of each one you see.
Okay.
Then you can submit your findings online to birdcount.org.
All right.
And so be sure to submit a new count for each day you observe.
Okay. Now, you can observe each day from the same spot if you wanted to, right?
You could. Yeah. You could. And some people say, well, they want you to count at least 15 minutes, but I spend 2 to 3 hours at my feeders.
I believe
watching
that,
my
Peggy.
Feeders. But usually 15 minutes is long enough, and if you're out and about in your car, you can do that too.
All right. Now, what about for people who go, oh, well, I can count them, but I have no idea what I'm looking at?
Okay, there is a online thing, birdcount.org, and it gives a lot of hints, and over 100 countries now participate in this event.
Wow.
It's where the various species are located, and it helps reachers find out just where they are to the massive global spring migrations to breeding grounds.
All right.
And many people don't realize, but many of our summer residents, such as hummingbirds and orioles, begin their long journey back to our state from South America.
Uh-huh.
For some, it may take a month or so to get here.
Yeah. Now, we're going to do it this weekend. What are you thinking we're going to see the most of? What are those birds in the middle of winter that people are going to see?
It depends on where you are, but at feeders, there's mostly mourning doves, or they're on the ground most of the time, or chickadees, or titmice, and we have an influx of pine siskins right now, which is a tiny bird that hangs around with the American goldfinches.
Okay.
So I just wanted to tell you, too, that technology has been a great tool for researchers, but they can't be all over the world and the earth at one time. So the individual local observations are vital to this unique project.
Makes sense. Okay,
And if any of your listeners have further questions, I will be hosting a public information session at the tomorrow, Tuesday the 15th, at 1 o'clock at the Oscoda Public Library on Skeel Avenue.
Oh, okay. So they can answer a lot of the questions we're asking you right now.
Exactly. Seating is limited, so please call the library at 989-739-9581 to reserve a place.
Very good. Yes, please do so. The Great Backyard Bird Count this Friday through, Tuesday? Is
Monday.
That right? Monday, the 22nd. There you go.
21st.
Through the 21st. So count birds for however long you want to. Identify them and then submit them. And again, they submit that information where?
Birdcount.org.
Birdcount.org. And you can be a part of the international Great Backyard Bird Count.
Great.
The Osceola Valley Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, always a pleasure, and may just get out and count some birds this weekend.
Okay, and Kevin, here's a feather in your cap on Valentine's Day.
Oh, please do, yes.
Okay, thank you.